Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are speaking with the author of Captain Perseverance, Brod Baggert, and he's the award-winning author of 17 books, actually, books of poetry for kids, young adults, and adults. And what he's able to do with his style and his the way that he speaks to kids through this poetry is he really does give you a tool to teach them a very important characteristic in life, perseverance and grit, as he's calling it. So let's talk about the missteps that parents can take when they're trying to teach grit, because I know that you have something called the dictatorship of excellence. What is that?
Well, we all love our children, and we want them to succeed. And sometimes that desire for children to succeed can bleed into living vicariously through our children and having the success we always wanted but didn't quite reach. That doesn't always happen. But as we tend to put pressure on our children without intending to. Now, I'm not saying that we don't want our children to succeed and to succeed well and to absolutely reach their full potential. So if we say all you have to do is be excellent in everything you do, that's just like dropping a building on a child. and the more talented and intelligent and the more capable a child has of achieving excellence, the more likely they are to be broken by the expectation that they achieve excellence. So instead, and actually I started doing this with children. I visit schools around the country pretty much all the time. And one of my constant spiels is the notion of beginning with your worst as a writer. And this is not only true for writing, but it's true for everything we do in life. So this is a specific technique I would recommend to parents. And it's powerful, and it's easy to do, and it works. So I tell children, when you sit down to write, don't you dare try to write your very best. If I catch you trying to write your very best, you're going to be grounded for the weekend. What I want you to do is to sit down and write your very worst. I want to see spelling mistakes, punctuation mistakes, the whole thing. I want to see your worst. Then after you celebrate successfully writing your worst, you write it over again. And you don't, on the second writing, you don't try to make it your best. And you don't even try to make it good. You try to make it better. And then you write it over again, and you try to make it better. You write it over again, and you try to make it better. And the notion is that you avoid judgment about qualifying or judging what you're accomplishing. Because the minute you start judging yourself, you're into either success or failure. And if you're not there yet, it's failure, and suddenly all the creativity flows out, and the willingness to continue goes away. But if you don't judge yourself, and instead you just keep working at it, making it better and better and better, eventually you get to your very best. In my case, I rewrite my poems 30 or 40 times, sometimes a good deal more. The essence here is to put children in a position, put them in the mind frame, that when they are trying to accomplish something, all they need to do is concentrate on the effort without judgment, and the notion of expecting less than their very best and always trying to make it better. And that way they actually achieve their very best and often achieve and reach excellence without being crushed by the expectation and the ongoing judgment of it. So what I would advise parents to do, whenever their children are about to do something, to smile at them and say, remember, you don't start with your best. Get in there, start with your worst, and make it as better and better and better by continuing to try. And in that context, perseverance becomes something that not only makes sense, but something that they're capable of doing.
It's two things. It's such a healthy way to look at accomplishment and how to get there. And the second thing is, it's really what you just described is really complex and layered, but you make it so direct and so simple in this book. And that, I think, is what the magic of this book is that there's a lot beneath it, there's a lot under the surface, but for a kid, It simplifies it and it makes it easy and doable. And that's why it's effective. And also the power, I know that we could go on for hours about this subject, but the power of poetry in teaching children is huge. And I'm a huge advocate of that, the poetry and music. And your poetry is addictive. It's so well written. So thank you so much for sharing this book with us. Thank you for taking the time to put so much thought and really, you know, depth of thought behind this. We Anita, appreciate
thank
it so
you
much.
So much.
And you, that's it for this week. I can't believe these episodes go by so fast, and I have so much fun sharing all this information with you all. Don't forget to visit us at workingmother.com and let me know what you want to hear, what you want to see. I'm at Bettina Bush on Facebook and Twitter, and at Bettina Bush Official on Instagram, BettinaBush. And don't forget, there's no way to be a perfect mom, but there are a million ways to be a good one. We'll see you next week.